Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
We know dating is very hard. We've heard the horror stories from Abby. We've heard the horror stories from Mo. And I'm wondering if it's even harder in the city of Atlanta. I've heard this is a bad city today. I have so many single friends moving from Atlanta because the dating scene is that dismal.
I think that's bullcrap.
Yeah, dating is bad everywhere because the reality is you are going to be incompatible with 95% of the population. And that's a good thing because if you were compatible with everybody, then you'd just be going around banging everyone.
Well said. You're quite a philosopher.
Socrates, Abby Murphy.
Here's what I found, Kristen, and you've bounced around the country a little bit also, right?
I did.
I've been in D.C., I've been in Dallas, I've been here in Atlanta for a while, I grew up in California, and there are two things that are always consistent when it comes to dating, right? If you're a woman, you say men in this city, then there are women. And if you're a man, you say the same thing. And generally in every city, it's about 50-50, always. So you use that as a convenient excuse. And the second thing is, oh my God, this city sucks to date in. I'm with Abby. Every city sucks to date in.
I will say there are some cities that are better depending on your gender and what you're looking for. So, for example, when I lived in Austin, there was a higher ratio of men to women, and I definitely felt that because I felt like they put a lot more effort into the dates. Like, I was getting asked out on literal excursions to, like, water parks and dinners. And the tone definitely changed when I was an intern in New York. Definitely felt like there was a difference there. But there were also positives because I felt like men in New York were a little bit more blunt, and I appreciated that. I will say, I did change my Hinge location to a city with the best ratio for straight women looking for straight men for about a week. And I will say my results were incredible.
Yeah.
So it's San Jose, California. There's like 55% men to women. And the attention I was getting for that week, I was thinking about quitting this job and moving to San Jose.
That is not hilarious. So I have a friend who's been on the dating scene for a while. And whenever I see her, I'm always like, all right, I've been in a committed relationship for 17 years. Let me live vicariously through you. Like, you know, how's the dating life going? Met any good guys? Blah, blah, blah. And it's just horror story after horror story. And she is now, she lives in Midtown, works in Buckhead, and she goes, I kid you not, we are going OTP to find men. There's so many F-boys in Buckhead, and they think it's just the vibe is off. And she's not digging their cocky energy. So they, this weekend, are going to Roswell to hunt for men.
Ooh.
I kid you not.
We're going manhunting. Be very quiet.
I thought I saw one.
I thought I saw a man.
I do think that, I mean, Buckhead, even though I still don't think Buckhead is what it used to be as far as like the party scene goes. But for this generation, it's still the place to go for F-boys and F-women.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that it's just a little bit more mature outside the perimeter, right?
So they're cruising OTP to Roswell this weekend. This is an epidemic. She has not one, not two, but three friends recently who were dating guys and found out they were married.
Wow. See? I don't know what that is, but I hear that about Atlanta all the time.
And so they're hiding that they're married?
Yes.
Or they're, oh, okay.
They're saying they're separated. Yeah. They just got divorced. They're about to get divorced. Mm-hmm. She goes, not one, not two, three girlfriends of mine mine have all experienced this, where they were dating somebody they actually really liked and then come to find out he's married.
And you think that's an Atlanta thing?
I don't know.
I don't know if it's an Atlanta thing, but for some reason, the women that I know here that are single, like every single one of them has said that they met someone they liked that ended up being married.
It's a really good question. Back to where like the single dudes are, if you're not going to be in Buckhead, if you hit us up on like Instagram, DM us and tell us like which parts of the city are great for singles that are outside the perimeter. I mean, because we already know Beltline's going to be great, right? Or at least there's going to be a lot of singles there. We know Midtown's going to be great. Buckhead's probably going to be great. But if you really wanted to go manhunting outside the perimeter where they're not expecting it, where are you going?
Well, I told her, I'm like, well, we have an event Thursday night, which is tonight. Yeah. We're doing our Avalon Noon Tonight fashion benefit for Burt's Big Adventure. And I'm like, come to Alpharetta. she's got a concert to go to tonight, so unfortunately she can't come.
Halcyon up there might be great also.
Maybe.
But Avalon, for sure. There's got to be a million places outside the perimeter where there are single dudes.
There has to be.
Yeah, can't just be Buckhead, right?
Next time I see her, I'll get a report on Roswell. Let you know what's up.
Okay. It is Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yeah, I love this. It started September 15th. It goes through October 15th. And it is a month-long celebration to properly recognize the significant contributions of Hispanic Latino Americans and what they've made here in the United States. Mm-hmm. And I found this really interesting. If you're not familiar with Hispanic Heritage Month, this has been going on since 1968.
I did not know that.
It started as a week, and then in 1988, President Reagan expanded it to an entire month. And the reason why they choose September 15th through October 15th is because there's a lot of Latin countries that are celebrating Independence Days. So, for instance, September 15th, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua all celebrated their Independence Day. Mexico was September 16th. Chile, it was September 18th. And today, Belize is celebrating their Independence Day. So that's kind of why they chose that specific month.
Okay.
And I thought it would be really cool for us to highlight some Hispanic or Latin restaurants that we love to frequent in and around the area.
Oh, I could get into this. Okay.
I know, right? So the first one that I want to give a shout out, and I kid you not, our family goes here at least once a week. And that's Taxco Restaurante Mecano over off Roswell Road in Buckhead. When you find a Mexican restaurant that has banging salsa, banging cheese dip, and the best enchiladas, you don't go anywhere else. Jimmy is obsessed with the rice. I take my fork and I dip it in the cheese and I dip in the rice. So it's cheese and rice is what he's eating.
Aww.
But he freaking loves it. And then the other one I wanted to give a shout out to was El Super Pan, located in Pond City Market and the Battery. So Puerto Rican chef Hector Santiago is head of these restaurants. He was on Top Chef, and I'm obsessed with that show. And let me tell you, when you go get the tostones, the fried green plantains.
Oh my God, they are.
And that Cuban sandwich is ridiculous as well. Bart, you want to go next?
Sure. Mine is right down the street from yours. And I've told you guys about El Taco Veloz, which I absolutely adore. It's just really authentic Mexican food. I've told you guys before, when I walk into a Mexican restaurant, I want the people behind the counter to kind of freak out a little bit. They're going to have to speak English. So that's what it is at El Taco Veloz. And it's just so authentic and so good. And the other one I would say for great Mexican food, I've only tried them in Gainesville. I don't know if they're around the area outside of Gainesville, but El Sombrero, El Som. Oh, I want it right now. It's just so good. So that would cover Mexican, but I am willing to go above and beyond for you and go to more of these restaurants this week.
Oh, for me, it's Eclipse de Luna. That is my spot. I've gone there many a times. It's off Ashford and Dunwoody Road. They have Thursday nights, which is my favorite night to go. They also have Latin nights. It's great music if you want to dance. Mm-hmm. The vibes are right, and the food is also really good.
For me, this is a place where I was asking people where I should go when I first moved here and what would be good date spots. And somebody said next time somebody asked you out, tell them to go to Palo Santo Rooftop in Midtown. And I never got to go on a date there, but I did get to go to the rooftop. shop, and it is such a vibe. Not only is the are the food and drinks amazing, but I really love going to a place that feels like there's like a nice atmosphere, and that place is very chic, so highly recommend.
Taco Cantina in Smyrna, best Cuban you will ever have, hands down. This chef, he has worked with some of the best chefs in the city, some of the best restaurants. Yeah, just order the Cuban. Trust me, we order there once a week.
If you have any suggestions, hit us up online, birchshow.com or on Instagram. That'd be great. It's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.